So the shir tonight is on a Shavuos topic, and it's titled Forgetting Torah. So tonight we're going to look at an area tied to Limud Torah, and it's kind of a small area. Based on the Rambam, we'll start with the Rambam, and it's really in Yonah Diyuma of Shavuos. So the Rambam that I want to start with is the Rambam on source number one, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. And the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the first parak and who's chayev. And one of the ideas, let's look at the halacha, is how long you're chayev for. So the Rambam says over there, ad imasai chayev lomo Torah, ad yom moso. So how long or until when is a person chayev to learn Torah? Until the day of his death. Shenamar, as it says, fen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayacha. It says, lest they be removed from your... these ideas of Torah be removed from your heart all the days of your life. And then the Rambam goes on and he says, "V'chol zman shlo yasok b'limud hu shochach." Anytime a person isn't involved in learning, he forgets. So the Rambam is interesting, I think, because he's telling you the shir of limud. The shir of limud is your whole life till you die, even to the last moment. But then at the end of the halacha, he mentions this idea that anytime you're not involved in learning, so you're going to forget. So the question is, who cares? I mean, what's the idea? What's the problem with forgetting? And that's hence the title of the shir of Forgetting Torah. But what exactly is the problem with forgetting Torah, like the Rambam says? And it seems to be the reason why a person has to learn till the end of their life. But why? I mean, on the last day, why do you have to remember everything? What's this concept of preventing you from forgetting? So we'll go on in the Rambam, but that's really the focus of the shir, this aspect of the Rambam where he ties it to shechicha, to forgetting Torah. So the Rambam then goes on and he discusses the setup of how a person's supposed to learn. So if you look in Halach Yud Aleph, he says v'chayev l'shalish ezman l'midaso. It's famous to us, to our famous Rambam, and he says that you're chayev to divide up your learning into three parts: shlish b'torah shebichsav, u'shlish b'torah shebalpeh, u'shlish Yavin v'yaskil acharis davar mereshiso, v'yotzer davar midavar, v'yidmet davar ledavar, v'yavin b'mido shator nidreshes behen, ad sh'yeda heichu ikra midos, v'heich yotze ha'iser v'hamutter, uch yotze behen midvarm shalomanu piyashmua, v'inyan zeh hu anikra gemara. So the next halacha, after the Rambam tells you that the shear of learning is till the day of your death, he goes on and he explains how you should set up your day and how you should set up your life. A third should be involved in Torah Shebechsav, and then a third in Torah Shebaal Peh, and the last third should be involved in logics. And he mentions different aspects of logics, and he calls this Gemara. So it's about deduction and comparison, and that's the next halacha. He talks about Gemara, but then he goes on, and he says in Halacha Yud Beis, we're just going to read through these three halachos and then try to put all the questions together. In Halacha Yud Beis, it says, Ketzad, how so? He goes through how you do this. Hayabal umnus vaya osek bimalachto. Let's say a guy learns, he works shlosha os biyom. So that's a good deal. So he works for 3 hours a day. Uvitora tesha, and he learns for 9 hours a day. So osana tesha, kore bishalosh mehen bitor shivachsav, uvishalosh bitor shivalpeh, uvishalosh acherus, mizbonin bidaito lahavin dover midover. So he's just explaining what he just said, but he says if a guy works for 3 hours, he has a plum job, and then he gets to learn for 9 hours, so he splits it up. 3 hours learning Torah Shebichsav, 3 hours Torah Shebaal Peh, and then the last three, Gemara. And he learns deduction. V'divrei Kabbalah b'chlal Torah Shebichsav hein u'pirushan b'chlal Torah Shebaal Peh. So divrei Kabbalah misora is really included in both Torah Shebichsav, and the explanation is Torah Shebaal Peh. V'ayinyanim nahanikroim pardes b'chlal Gemara hein. And pardes, which is the deep philosophy, is involved or included in Gemara. And then he goes on, Bamedvar Mamurim Bitchilas Talmudo Shel Adam. That's in the beginning when a person first starts learning. Aval, Kashi Yagdil Bachma, when he gets more chachma, more wisdom. Below you hate sarach lolomo torish vichsav, lolasok tamid bitorish valpeh. And he doesn't have to learn torish vichsav and torish valpeh the halachos. Yikra beitim izumanim torish vichsav, vidivre eshmua, kadeshalo yishkach davar medivre dine Torah. So you should occasionally read Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh so that you don't forget any of the dinim. V'yifne kol yomav l'gemara bilvad l'fi rochav sheish b'livav yishuv daito. And you should engage and involve yourself in learning Gemara primarily so that with all your time. Okay, so the Rambam here, he goes through the way you set up your day and the way you set up your life. But then at the end, he says that if you can, once you reach a higher level, you're supposed to focus all your energies on Gemara. But he says occasionally you should read over the Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebech Peh so that you don't forget. So it seems like the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis is saying that the reason why you should read them to not forget is so that you don't forget the Dinei Torah. It sounds like the Rambam is saying practically a person has to know how to act. The person knows has to know halacha. So if you don't brush up on the past and you don't brush up on your limuds, you're going to forget the halachos. You're not going to know the dinim. So it sounds like the Rambam in Yud Beis is saying that shechicha is simply an idea that a person should know what to do and they should know Dinei Torah. And that's what he says. I bolded it on purpose. So if you look at this source number one, the last halacha, he says Kadesh Yishkach Davar Medivrei Dinei Torah. So it sounds from that Rambam that shechicha, forgetting, is kind of, it's not important, but it's just practical. But if you go back to the first halacha, halacha yud, that we read, it seems like it's more essential because he says, Ad ima saychayav limod Torah ad yom moser shnem arfin yasru milvav chol kol yimei chayecha v'chol zman shlo yasot b'limod hu shocheach. So the very sheer of how far and how long you're supposed to learn is based on, there's somehow tied to the idea of forgetting, of not forgetting. So if the whole idea of not forgetting is that you don't forget the Dinei Torah, if that's really the main idea, it's practical. So why is the Shechicha really essential? And why is that the basis or some essential idea as to why you should learn till the day of your death? It sounds like the Rambam is kind of saying Kadesh lo Yishkach, or the idea of that he might be Shocheach. It sounds like it's more primary in the Halacha Yud. And in Halacha Yud Beis, it sounds like it's more practical. Because if it's practical, so who cares? You're on your deathbed, so why do you really have to know the dinim at that point? I mean, I guess you have to know some dinim, but you don't really have to remember all the dinim. So why would that be so essential? Why is that so important? So those are the questions. So the questions are, what's the problem with forgetting Torah? What's the flaw of forgetting Torah? Is the flaw essential? And we see that from Halacha Yud, or is it just practical that a person needs to know what to do and they can't forget? So every once in a while, you have to go back and relearn what you learned in the past. So we'll start with that question. What's also interesting is the Rambam, he quotes this pasuk, like in source number two. So the pasuk that he quotes is Devarim Perek Dalid, and the pasuk says, Rak Hishamar Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Me'od. Pentishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha ufen yasur milvavucha kol yimei chayecha vehodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. So the pasuk the Rambam's quoting is talking about Har Sinai. It's from Va'es Chanan. And the pasuk says that you have to protect yourself, guard yourself from forgetting the things that you saw with your own eyes, lest it be removed from your heart all the days of your life. So really the pshat is that it's talking about Sinai, that a person has to be careful and remember Sinai. But the Rambam, he quotes it as this din. It's the source for the concept that you have to learn till the day of your death. Because in Halacha Yud, it says, Shenemar fen yasur milvavucha kol yamei chayecha. So the essence of the concept of the shir of limud is tied to this idea of lest you forget it. So again, we have to understand what the problem with forgetting Torah is. Well, you know, how does that explain why a person is supposed to learn till the day of their death, including the day of their death? And the other question, just to strengthen, I like to strengthen the questions here. It's famous in the Gemara in Chagiga, in source number three. So the Gemara says, Elu dvarim shein lam shir, hapeya v'abikurim v'harayon u'gmilos chasadim v'tam Torah. So these are the things that don't have a shir. And the last one is Talmud Torah. So really, the reason why you're supposed to learn until the day of your death is because there's no shir to learning. So why is it, again, the Rambam is tied to this idea of lest you forget. But it seems like the essential idea is that there's no shir. I mean, some mitzvahs have shiurim, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not have a shir. So the Rambam should just say that the mitzvah to learn your whole life is based on the fact that there's no shir of learning. Learning is all-encompassing. It's something that a person always has to do simply because there is no shir assigned to it by the Torah. So why does he tie it to this idea of not forgetting Torah? So those are the questions. Anybody have any other questions they want to ask? I'll just stop here for a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi,
yes.
Am I making a mistake, or am I understanding that as long as you continue to learn, you won't forget? Is that...
That is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that you're always chayev to learn, even till the day of your death. Why? What's the reason for that chayev? Because the Torah says, "Ufen yasuru milvav chol kol yamecha," lest you forget the Torah. So you're not allowed to not learn. You have to learn all the time, even on the day of your death, lest you forget.
Okay, so I have a small question.
Sure.
I don't think it's a klutz kasha, but I'll run it by you anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't it true that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was learning all the time, ain Rai Gadol Mizu, that he forgot halacha once in a while?
Yes.
Like by
okay, right? Good. Yes, that is true. Yeah.
So it can't be that the Rambam says that as long as you're learning, you're not going to... I mean, that can't be what it means.
Exactly. I agree. So what does it mean? So good point. So yes, I will... I think I will take up that question, not in specific, but hopefully the Svara will answer that question. It's a great question. Great question. So just hold on, okay? Okay, so let's just, I'm going to go on a little bit more. The Gemara, so I'm trying to find the sources for where the Rambam is learning his halachos from. So the Rambam is learning it from, and the way he structures his halacha is based on Devarim. And my question was, you see in Chagiga that the Gemara just says there's no shir to Talmud Torah. So the question is, why doesn't the Rambam just say that? Why is he tied to this idea of Fen Yasur Milvavcha? But furthermore, there's another Gemara where it quotes a different pasuk that teaches you that even on the day of your death, you're a chayiv to learn. So look in source number 4. It's Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yonasan, Le'olam al Yimna Adam es Atzmo Mi Beis HaMedrash, Medivrei Torah, Va'afilu B'Shas Misa. So a person should never withhold themselves from the Beis Medrash and from learning Torah, even at the time of his death. Shenamar, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol, Afilu B'Shas Misa Tehei Osek B'Torah. The Pasuk is in Parshas Chukas, and it's referring to Tumas Ohel, and it's teaching us that even at the time of your Misa, even at the time of your death, you're on your deathbed, you should go to the Beis Medrash. No, it's saying that you should learn. You should be learning. You should be engaged in Torah. So then they learn it out from a different pasuk. Look in source number 5. It's Bamidbar. It says, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol Kol HaBa'al La'ol V'Chol HaShir Ba'ol Yitmash Yavas Yamim. So the Torah says, it's a limud here, but the Torah says that this is the Torah. These are the laws of Tumas Ohel. If a person dies in a house or a tent, and anybody who goes in with the dead body, there's a Tumas Ohel that emerges. But the limud is Torah, that Torah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol is an idea of Misa, that even Bishas Misa, you're supposed to learn Torah. So what's interesting is the Rambam doesn't learn it out from this pasuk. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud, if you go back, he says, Ad Emasai Chayav Lomo Torah Ad Yom Moso. He says, till the day of your death, and he quotes a different pasuk. Shnemar Fin Yasur Mil Vavcha Kol Yomei Chayecha. He does not quote the pasuk over here, that there's a mitzvah to learn even on the day of your death, b'shas misa, based on the idea of Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol. So the question is, why not? You know, why doesn't he learn from here that idea? What's the idea of Pen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yomei Chayecha? So that's the question. Same question as before. So I'm trying to build up the suspense here. Hopefully it's working. But as we go through the shiur, we're gonna keep going a little bit. I have like a little breather here with a nice svara, and then we'll get to the bigger idea. So if you look in,
can I ask a question first?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
So I guess I would think that the reason for learning is because the learning is a mitzvah, and it seems like the premise of this is just so you have a corpus of knowledge, so you know all the Torah, and were it not for you forgetting it, then you wouldn't be chayav to learn. Like,
right.
Aren't we chayav to learn regardless of, I mean, yeah, it's important not to forget it, but
yes,
it's
good.
Important to learn for its own.
Yeah, that's another question. That's a good question also, because the Rambam, I forgot to mention that, but the Rambam, also the Rambam here in Halachot Beis seems to indicate that the purpose, and I think there's another halacha, I forgot where it is, it's in Talmud Torah, where he says like the purpose is really for a person to develop their skills and their logic of learning so that they can go into deeper ideas philosophically. But it seems like that's the main essence of Torah, not necessarily to remember every fact, but it seems more to to provide you with the ability to think and to provide you with the knowledge and the ability and the base to be able to move on to further ideas. So it's a good question. So, but it seems like the Rambam is saying it's more essential. So the question is, you know, why? But yeah, excellent. Yeah. Okay, so let's just take a little stop here. In source number 6 on this Gemara, but we'll come back to it. On this Gemara, in source number 6, there's a Daf al Daf is just, I use my Bar Ilan CD. So Daf al Daf, they sometimes quote different parts of the Gemara and they bring in other sources, Achronim, Rishonim, on, it's like the Masifta Gemara a little bit. So here they quote this Meshech Chachma. Perish for Meshech Chachma, the Saga Dai Dach Amina, the Limud HaTorah Eino Elo Bishvil, the Hasir Ara, Vapachisus, Ulvatel Hayetara. So the question is, what's the Havamina? Why shouldn't a person learn on the day of their death? So he says that perhaps your Havamina is that the purpose of Torah is to counter your Yetzihara. And he says, Im Kain Bishas Misa Ema De Ein Sarach Loma Torah. So you might have thought that on the day of your death, really your instincts are really diminished, usually for most people on the day of their death. They're not really thinking about instinctual pleasure. And therefore, you don't have to learn. Delefi Shamru Chazal, the Olam Yargil Adam Yitzhar Tov, Al Yitzhar Ra, Nitzcho, Yasuk, Bitor, Yasker, Lo Yom Amisa. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, where it says that a person should always use their Yitzhar HaTov to counter the Yitzhar Ra. And one of the ways to do that is by learning Torah. Areshi Yom Amisa, Hua Eitza, Hamo'ilab Yoser, Neged Yitzhar Hara. So the Gemara is teaching us that Torah is really the best way to fight the Yitzhar Ra, because when we learn Torah, we can understand where Yetzer Hara comes from. We understand, we can really get into a more intellectual framework, and we can fight the Yetzer Hara. But Lezash Mina Dafil Bishas Misa Yachso Bitorah, and this goes to what Moshe was saying, that even Bishas Misa, a person's supposed to learn, Ki Limud HaTorah Hu Avor Kenias Hashlamas Ba'adam. So that's what Moshe was saying, that really the purpose of Torah is not to fight your instincts, but the purpose of Torah is to gain a certain completeness, a certain perfection. And that is shayach, that's relevant, whether in any condition. Gam kishnis batal yivanu yitzrara. Even when you're in a state where you're on your deathbed and you're not really thinking about your instincts and you're not involved in it, so nevertheless, you're supposed to learn. So the Meshech Chachma here is giving a svara for the Havamina Maskana, this Gemara, and he's saying the Havamina is that learning is really essentially a method of fighting the yitzrara to put a person in the state where they're no longer overtaken by the Yetzer Hara. But the Maskana is saying, no, Torah is good in itself, regardless of whether you have a strong Yetzer Hara or diminished Yetzer Hara. The idea of Torah is that it's a good in itself, and it helps man achieve the level of completeness, of wholeness, of perfection. So that makes sense, and that's a really nice svara for the Havamina Maskana in the Gemara. But again, we have to go back to the Rambam, which is that the Rambam is not tying, he should say that. He should say, the reason why you're chayav to learn Ad Yom Moso is because of the fact that it's the greatest involvement of man, or that man has to work on themselves or perfect themselves, or deos or midos. But instead, he says it's that a person should learn even to the day of their death, on their deathbed, so that they don't forget. So it's the same question. Why is forgetting so important, especially since the Rambam himself seems to say that forgetting later on in Yud Beis is just an idea of Dine Torah, that you have to remember what to do. So why does he focus so much on the idea of remembering Torah and not forgetting? So there's one other Rambam, but to get to the Rambam, we have to go through the Gemara. There's one other Rambam, which I think we need, and then we'll define what the Rambam is saying, I think. So the next idea is the next part of the Gemara in Pei Gimel Amud Beis. It's in source number 7. So the next Gemara, literally after source number 4, is Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen El B'Misha Memes Atzmo Aleha, Shenemar Zos HaTorah Adam Kimas Ba'ol. So again, the Gemara quotes the same Pasuk, that a person has to kill themselves when they learn Torah, because it says that Torah will not last, or not Dami Miskaim, will not be established, unless the person who's learning is Memes themselves over it. They kill themselves over it. They really toil over learning. And the Gemara later on in source number 8, it's similar. It's in Gittin. It's like the same Gemara, but it adds in one extra element. It says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shemisin Atzmo Al Divrei Torah. Ked Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen El B'Mishim Mimis Atzmo Lam Shnemar Zusa Torah Adam Kiyamus Ba'Oel. So it says that Torah is only established, it's only able to survive and exist in a person who's mimes themselves, who kills themselves over learning. But over there in that Gemara, if you go to source number 9, it's trying to explain Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Ki alecha huragnu kol yom nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. For your sake, we are slain all day. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. So the Gemara is explaining that pasuk, and it's one shita that's referring to chachamim that they feel like they're going to be slaughtered, and because of how much they're putting into learning Torah. So it's a strange type of pasuk. Again, I want to try to explain that pasuk. When we go through the answer, I'll explain that what that pasuk is teaching us about being memis atzmo. But another question that I had on this Gemara is, and you'll see in the Rambam as well, which is why is this the only way to learn Torah? And if you want to say, like the Rambam was going to say, so that you remember it, so we'll do the Rambam inside. What if a person has a better memory, or what if a person figures out a way to color code their information or to use mnemonics? So is that really being memis yourself over Torah? So why do we need to be memis ourselves over Torah in order for it to be established? Look in the Rambam in source number 10. Ein divrei Torah miskaimin b'misha merafe atzmo alein. So Torah is not miskaim, it's not established or exists in a person who's lazy. V'lo be'elu shalom din mitoch idun, mitoch achilu shesia. I love this one. It's not going to be established when a person is learning in a luxurious manner. You have a nice kiddush in front of you and you're just relaxing and drinking nice coffee. So that's not going to be the way that Torah's miskayim, which we'll explain. Ela b'misha memes atzma alein u'mitzar gufo tamid v'lo yitain shina le'enav u'lo afaf of tenuma. So how is Torah going to be miskayim? It's a person's going to kill themselves over it. And all the time, it's even physical. Their guf has to be in pain, and you're not allowed to sleep, or you shouldn't sleep, and you shouldn't let your eyelids close. Amru chachamim derech remez, zos haTorah adam kiyemus ba'ol. So now he quotes the pasuk. Ena Torah miskayemes al misha memes atmo ba'ol echachamim. So Torah is not miskayim only for those who toil and kill themselves in the Olei Chachamim, in the tents of the Chachamim, v'chein amr shlom v'chachmaso, hatarfes b'yom tzar tzar kochacha. So it says, your strength is small. Sorry, I don't have the English here. I wrote it in, but I can't. But it's basically a riot to the idea that you have to kill yourself and you lose your strength through learning. V'od amr av chachmasi amdali, chachma shalamati ba'afi amdali. So again, it's Shlomo saying that, Chachma that I learned ba'af, chachma that I learned strenuously in the situations of trouble. So that's the chachma that remained with me. Amru chachamim, and the chacham said, Bris karusa, shekol ha'yegia b'toraso b'veis ha'medrash, lo b'meher hu mishkach. Anybody who's really toiling and working hard at learning, he won't forget. V'chol ha'yegia b'talmuda b'tzina machkim shenemar v'esnuim chachma. Anyone who learns in private will become, will get chachma. And anyone who learns out loud, when you're learning and you say the words out loud, so that the limud will be miskayim. But if you're reading whispering and you read quickly, you'll forget. So the Rambam seems to be teaching us the way to remember Torah, and he says that the way to remember Torah is that you have to be memis yourself. And because at the end of this halacha, he says that if you do that, then you'll remember, and if not, you'll forget. But the question on the Rambam is what I said before, which is, let's say you have a really good memory. So maybe you don't have to be memis yourself. So you could say the Rambam is talking about general. But there are other ways to remember things. You don't have to kill yourself. There are, like I said, there are mnemonics. You go to school, you know, you go to graduate school and you learn science, and there are all these mnemonics. There's like a famous mnemonic to remember the bones in the hand or the nerves, the cranial nerves. There are all these mnemonics. So why do we need to be memis ourselves over Torah in order to remember? And the Rambam seems to say that if you learn quickly, you'll forget. But that's not necessarily true. There's plenty of people in the world that have fantastic memories and they're capable of remembering and not forgetting. So the question is, why is this so essential that we be memis ourselves over Torah so that we don't forget? Okay, so that's the question. And again, he seems to highlight the importance of not forgetting. And that was the question from before. Is the purpose of learning in order to perfect us, like the Meshech Chachma says? Or is the perfect purpose of learning to develop our logics, like the Rambam says in different areas? Or is it so that we don't forget Torah? And what's the idea of not forgetting? Is it simply a practical idea? Because Bizman Azeh, we have great technology. Like, I use my Bar Ilan CD. So if you have a Bar Ilan CD, so why do you need to remember? I mean, I'll know how to look things up and I'll figure out what to do. So why, what's the idea of memory here? What's the realm I'm talking about?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember. One is Sinai, and one is Ogeh Haharim.
Yeah. That's the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that there's two types of individuals. One individual is the person who has a great memory and they remember all the Misora, and the other one is the person who's a Baal Svara. And the question the Gemara says is, I think who's more important, and it ends up being the not the Baal Svara, the other one, because he's able to continue the Misora. Whereas if you're just a Baal Svara, you're not going to be able to continue the Misora. So I think that's what the Gemara says. But nowadays, why do we need that? I mean, nowadays
you still need the Baal Svara.
Well, yeah, of course you need the Baal Svara. But I'm not. Yeah, you need both. But that's true. You need a Baal Svara. But nowadays, let's say the question is, why do you need the person who knows everything, who knows Shas by heart? We have technology, we have computers, so what's this idea of not forgetting? Oh, we're not going to forget. We have ways to look things up. I can do a search for a word on my computer. We have all this information available to us. I know a Sinai also has. I know a Sinai also has the ability to.
The Bar Ilan thing might know all the things that were ever said on Kalim.
Yeah.
But the Bar Ilan is never going to tell you, oh, because it says something in Kalim, I'm going to have to learn something about that by Yontif.
Right, but then all you're saying is that a person who's you're just focusing on the idea that a Sinai. That guy, he has to be able to learn. He has to be able to think and have logics. But then, if that's the case, Bizman Azeh, do you really need all the? Do you still need to have all the facts in your mind, or can you just rely on technology nowadays? Meaning, let's say you were a Baal Svara, so now you're at a huge advantage because we have all this information that we can access. So the question is, but the Rambam seems to say that remembering is really more essential to learning. It's not really technically about having knowledge, or I mean, that was my question. I don't know if the question was in Halacha Yud in source number one. He says the whole shear of learning is based on the fear of forgetting, but then in Yud Beis it sounds like he's saying that the reason why you have to remember Torah is so that you know what to do. And then in source number 10 in Talmud Torah, he tells us how to remember Torah. And it seems to be an important fact of remembering Torah. So the question is, what's the idea of memory? Why is it important? Is it important simply that we know what the halacha is? Is it that we keep the Misora? If that's the case, then this is part of my question. But if that's the case, then what about nowadays? We have people who are Bali Svara, and we also have computers. So if you put the two together, you have the perfect situation. So I don't think that's what the Rambam's alluding to. I think that there's a deeper idea here of what the idea of Shocheach is. So that's what I want to give a svara on here. So those are all the questions out there. So what's the svara here? What's that concept of Shocheach? And why does the Rambam rely on that as the source for learning till the day of your death?
But doesn't he also say that you're like killing yourself in order to remember? Like, you know, it's absorbing of the person's sort of personality. And it almost sounds like it's not per se that the person is not going to forget, but part of it is like Torah should have such an impact on the person that he's so, it makes such an impact on him, he's never going to forget it.
Okay, good.
To that level, it's not really so
good, impactful. good. Okay. Yeah, so that's kind of where the direction that I was trying to go in to give this far. So let me just define it a little bit and discuss that point. So I think what Moshe is saying is correct, which is that there's two ideas of forgetting and why having Torah and remembering Torah are important. One is practically, like the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, where there's a need practically to know what to do in certain situations when, what bracha should I make or what's usher to do on Shabbos. And you might not always have access to information, so remembering these things is really important on a practical level. But the Rambam in Yud, in Halacha Yud, he seems to be saying that it's more fundamental. So maybe, perhaps, the Rambam is saying that there's two types of forgetting. One is the idea of forgetting as a reflection of like a lack of corpus of knowledge, a lack of the actual facts, so that you don't know what to do. But there's another idea of forgetting, which demonstrates a lack of connection or attachment to learning. So maybe that's why the Rambam highlights the idea of being memis yourself. Even if you're, let's say, a photographic memory, even if you have a photographic memory, so perhaps the Rambam is saying that you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of being miskayim the Torah, even if you remember it. Why? Because the idea of being miskayim the Torah and not forgetting is an idea of its relationship to you, of you creating a relationship to Torah, whereby it defines who you are, and whereby it becomes part of your nature. So a person could have a photographic memory, and they could have that ability of, like the Rambam says in Yud Beis, of not forgetting what to do and knowing what to do in all situations. But that's really not the idea of remembering Torah and not forgetting Torah. The essential idea of remembering Torah is the concept of creating a certain attachment to Torah, that your ability to recall it or to remember it is a reflection of that level of attachment. And the fear the Rambam is referring to, or the problem of shchicha in Halacha Yud, is not a problem of not knowing what to do. It's a demonstration of a detachment from the system, a detachment from the Torah itself. So shchicha could either just be forgetting from a memory perspective, but shchicha could also be reflective of a lack of attachment to the system. So I think that's what the Rambam is highlighting. So what is the shir of learning? The shir of learning, even up to your Yom HaMisa, is based on the idea of Shenamar Pen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yamei Chayecha. What is that idea? That's the concept that Torah needs to be part of you. It has to be essential to your existence. And Pen Yasur Milvavcha means, it doesn't just mean that you forget, but practically, it means that you're detached. The idea becomes separated from you. It's no longer part of your identification. And that's what the Rambam is referring to when he talks about the shechicha, being shocheach in Halacha Yud. So that's what I want to say for the Rambam. And that's why that explains the memis atzmo. So the Rambam's not telling you how to remember from a practical standpoint to make flashcards. He's telling you how to develop the relationship necessary that Torah become part of your essence, that Torah become something that you can't detach from. And that can only be achieved through toil, through hard work. It can't be achieved through studying the way you would study for a test, the way that you would color code your textbook. That's just a way of engaging the memory almost as a separate entity, as a part of man, but not really part of, not creating a relationship with those ideas, creating a relationship with Torah. That's just engaging your memory, creating memory games. But Torah demands that you create a relationship, and that's the idea of shechicha that the Rambam is alluding to, and that's why the shir of Torah is really till the day of your death, because Torah demands that you be connected to it and have a relationship to it, and the idea of even to the day of your death, and the fear is that it be detached from you, that the shechicha that the Rambam is referring to is the shechicha of it being separated from you, of it not being something that you identify with, something that's precious to you. And I think that's what the Rambam is teaching us. The Rambam is teaching us that concept of shchicha, that there's two frameworks of forgetting. There's the practical framework of forgetting, which is not really the essence, but there's also the concept of forgetting as a reflection of a certain detachment from the person's relationship to Torah. And that's what the Rambam is discussing in Halacha Yud, and that's why it's so fundamental to learning. It's fundamental because when a person forgets, it's a demonstration, or it could be a demonstration, not all the time, of a lack of attachment to it, a lack of relationship with the system. And Torah is not about memory per se, it's about building a certain relationship to it. So I think that's what the Rambam is referring to. And one of the psukim, this is a separate, I guess like a little bit of a separate point, but in source number 9, the Gemara explains the pasuk that is talking about Tamidei Chachamim who toil over learning, and it says, Ki alecho ragnu kol hayom, nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. So it says that we learn, we're killing ourselves all day on it, which is Torah, and we're thought of, or we're regarded as a sheep to the slaughter, as sheep ready to be slaughtered. So what is that concept? So I think that it's alluding, I think the Gemara and the Pasuk is teaching us that in order to create that relationship to Torah, there has to be a certain level of, vulnerability on the part of man. And that's what it means, that we learn and we kill ourselves over it. Nechshavnu kitzon tifcha, we're thought of or we're regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Meaning that when you learn, your guard has to be down somewhat. You have to be completely immersed in Torah in order to be attached to it, in order to have that level of relationship to learning Torah. And that requires a certain level of vulnerability, of letting your security, your sense of security down. And that's the idea of being Mimis Atzmo. It's not just about working really hard and staying up late at night. It's about immersing yourself, letting your guard down, really engaging in the ideas to the utmost, without any fear, without any security issues. Let your defenses down. Just learn. Just be engaged in it. So I think that's what the Rambam is referring to. He's referring to a certain type of attachment/relationship to learning. So I think that's what the Rambam is saying. Does that make sense? Anybody have any questions on that? Anybody?
You mean if your attitude is such that it's becoming part of you, right, part of your essence?
Yeah.
So you can remember it better. In other words,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a memory that reflects a certain level of relationship, and then there's the memory of I have a really good memory and I'm able to regurgitate facts. So those are two separate ideas. The Rambam speaks about both. In Halacha Yud, there's the idea of memory as a reflection of a certain preciousness, attachment that man has to the knowledge. And then in Halacha Yud Aleph there, sorry, in the next Halacha, Halacha Yud Beis, it was talking about the practicality of memory being necessary in order for a person to be able to operate and to know what to do in certain situations.
Would you say the opposite is true? A person doesn't remember, it's an indication that he really didn't absorb the idea properly?
Yeah. Well, there's two possibilities. Either the person really wasn't attached to the concept the way he should have, or the person's just lacking in memory, meaning, like we'll see in the next Rabbeinu Yonah on Avos, a person could get older and their memory could get worse. The person gets dementia, let's say, for example. Or when you get older, your memory doesn't work as well. So that's not necessarily a reflection of your attachment to the system. It's just natural. So your memory is lacking. So it could be either one. So I think that's what the Rambam is talking about, either both situations. There's the situation in Halacha Yud is referring to the person who forgets as a result of a lack of attachment. And the situations later on are referring to people who forget, perhaps because of just natural. We'll see it in Avos. That's the next thing I want to do, actually. But yeah. So look at the Mishnah Avos. There's another idea Rabbeinu Yonah brings down. So that was the Rambam's idea of what the problem with Shocheach is. And I'm saying the problem is that it's reflective of a lack of attachment and connection to the ideas, to the knowledge of Torah. But Avos, in Avos, there's Rabbeinu Yonah on a similar, same concept. And it says, Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kol Shochech, Davar Echlam, Mishnaso, Ma'ale Lov, Hakasav, Ki'ilu Mishchayev, Benafsho. Anybody who forgets something that they learn, Torah-wise, it's as if their Chayev, Misa, Shinamar, Rak, Hishamar, Lecha, Ushmor, Nafshecha, Me'od, Pentishkaches, Advarim, Asher, Ro'u, Einecha. So they quote the same Pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Avos, and it's the Pasuk that teaches us, it's referring to Sinai, that a person can't forget. And he says, Yachol afilu takval of mishnaso. Let's say you don't remember because it's the area that you're learning is too difficult. Tamalomar ufen yasur milvavcha kol yimechayecha ha'enoch mischayev benafsho ad sheyeshev v'yasira milibo. You're only chayev misa when you could remember, not because it's too difficult to remember, but when you could and you purposefully or you deliberately forget it. You engage in something else. You involve yourself in you watch TV, let's say. I'm just giving hypothetically, and you're purposefully engaging in something else when you could be involved in being in choser and chazering your information. So why is it so strong? Like the Rambam's teaching us before the shear of learning, and he's tying it to the idea of shchicha, and that's what I was trying to explain. But the avos, it sounds like it's pretty harsh that if a person forgets learning, that they're chayv misa. So why is it so harsh over there? So this is another idea I wanted to express about forgetting Torah, again, this topic of this year. And if we look in Rabbeinu Yonah, in his source number 12, he kind of gives an idea, an insight. So a person, he should be aware of the fact that people forget. He should have gone over the halacha many times. He should think about it all day and all night. Until he can't even remove it from his lev, from his heart. And he doesn't do that. Because he'll come to give hara. Somebody will ask him a shaila, and he'll rely on his memory. He'll say, this is what my Rebbe told me. And he'll say that something that's really mutter is aser. And he'll say that something that's mutter is really aser. And destruction will come as a result. And he's called a poshea, negligent, because shigaga, shogeg, by learning, is really a zadon, is really mazid. So he says that the reason why you're chayv with your nefesh is because you might forget halacha and you'll give hora. And somebody will ask you a shayla, they'll say, oh, what's halacha by sukkah, or what's halacha on Shavuos? And you'll forget, and you'll give the wrong information. So the question is, why is it so strict? Why is it so bad? What is it that's so bad about a person giving out the wrong hora? And everyone makes mistakes, you know? And then if you go on, look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, Yachal fil takvala mishnasa tamalom, orfen yasur milvavcha, heinu mischayev atshiyeshev yasirem belibo, im shechecha al yidea zikna, o al yidea ones, achar rachmana patre. Onus acher, sorry, rachmana patre. So if a person forgets because they're older, they're getting older, and their memory is not working, or it's onus, something else happened, so they're pater, so they're not really chayav misa. You're only chayav misa if you could have gone over the information and you choose not to. And the reason why you're chayav misa is because of this hora and this idea that by learning, shogig is really zadon. So what does that mean, learning, in the framework of learning, if you're shogig, you're really zadon? So if you go on, go to the Mishnah in Avos Perek Dalid, source number 13, if you have the sheets, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Havizar b'talmud sheshigas talmud ole zadon. So this is the source. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you should be very careful when you're learning. Why? Because shogig by learning is equivalent to a zadon, a mezid, on purpose. So why is that? So look at Rabbi Yon over there. So yachzor advarim ad kilo yuchal lishkoach davar. You have to go over information to the point where you won't forget it. Ad yered laom kan shel devarim. And you have to go to the depth of the knowledge. Ki teva enosh katzar lahavin hachachma. So a person's nature is people have short attention spans. Vashechacha metzuya b'vnei adam. And it's very common that people forget. Gam lo yismoch b'svar harishonok. And don't just rely on the first svara. Kemosha kasavnu b'tchilas ha-sefer. Asher b'chol zeh oseh zadon. Even with this, if you make a mistake, it's considered mezid. Ki b'chol davar medaber ha-torah v'amitzvah sh'ata'us metzuya v'lo nosan alibo v'chote ein zeh shogeg ach nikra poshea sh'haya lo lachshov ki ko adam toeh u'lahazir sh'lo yechta. So a person knows that people make mistakes and they forget. And the reason why shogeg in Torah is considered amazing is because you know this. It's known information. And the fact is that you chose not to go over it. Velonizar, and you weren't careful. And that's why you're poshea. V'arba heim poshea korea. So karv l'mezid, shogeg karv l'ones. And there are four situations where a poshea is close to amazing and shogeg is karv l'ones. And this is one of those situations where a shogeg, the guy who forgets the halacha, is karv l'mezid. Why? Because he should have. He has the information. Everyone knows that people forget, so he should go over it. And the fact that he's choosing not to is karav lemezid. He's making a choice not to review the information. But the question is, why is this so bad? Why are you chayv mischayv benafsho? So again, I think Howie mentioned this before, but the pasuk that's quoted in the Mishnah is the pasuk that the Rambam uses. And if you go back on the source sheets, go to source number 2, it says, Raki shamar lecha shmor nafshecha me'od, pen tishkachas advarim asher ra'u einecha, ufen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha, v'hodatam v'vanecha v'levnei v'anecha. So the source for this halacha of being mischayev nefesh is by Sinai. that the Torah teaches us that we have to remember Sinai. I think this is where the Ramban says there's a mitzvah to give over Sinai, to give over the ideas of Sinai. So the Torah is really, the Pshat is really referring to Sinai, but they learn it now to Limud in general. But he says, Rabbi Yonah says, the problem is, and why are you chayv benafsho? Because you might give bad hora. So the question I had was, okay, so why are you mischayv benefesh, benafsho? So this is the second idea I wanted to give over. So maybe Rabbi Yonah is highlighting another aspect of forgetting Torah. And the aspect is that really the idea of Sinai is the beginning of the Mesorah, is really the beginning of our tradition. And our tradition is reliant on individual to individual. So really, when a person gives Horah and they make a mistake quoting the Rebbe, that's the case that Rabbi Yonah brings down. So what they're doing is they're really distorting the Mesorah. And that's really ultimately a problem in Sinai, because it reflects back on Sinai being not trustworthy, or Sinai being a situation where this Mesorah, which is now troubled, has emerged. So perhaps the idea of being Mischayav Benafsho is anytime a person gives Horah based on the fact that he wasn't careful and he didn't remember and he was shocheach the ideas, so he's really damaging the trustworthiness of the Mesorah which emerged from Sinai. So the second idea, the second problem with being shocheach is not just, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's idea, but it's not practical. It's not because the problem with being shocheach is that you forget the halacha. No, it's more than that. The problem with forgetting Torah is that it could lead to a situation where the Mesorah and the trustworthiness of the Mesorah is corrupted or is questioned. And that's something that a person's mischayav benafsho. And that's why the pasuk that's quoted for not forgetting Torah is really the pasuk referring to Sinai. That just like we have to be careful to remember Sinai and teach our kids about Sinai, so Sinai has to be preserved. And the idea of Sinai is really damaged when we forget and we give Horah that's lacking because of our negligence, because of our inability to remember. So that's the idea of shechicha that Rabbeinu Yonah is highlighting based on the Mishnah and Avos. So I just wanted to finish the shir there. There's one more source, but we'll do it a different time. It's on whether there's one lav or two lavim or three lavim by forgetting the Torah. But I want to put the shir together now. So the shir, we started with the Rambam. And the Rambam, the question we had in the Rambam is that the Rambam says that the shir of learning Torah is based on the fear and the isra of losing, of forgetting Torah. And then he goes on and he explains how to set up your day. And he says that eventually a person should constantly be involved in learning Gemara because it's logics and it teaches a person how to think. But you should go over the past learning so that you don't forget and you know what to do. So the question that we had was in the beginning of this year is, what's the problem with being shochech? Is it fundamental because he's basing the whole shir of learning based on that? Or is the problem practical that you need to know what to do? And then we saw from the Gemara that really the Gemara says that Lima Torah has no shir. So why doesn't the Rambam just say there's just no shir? And that's why you have to learn. There's no shir. Why does he tie it to this idea of Pen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha? And then we went on to the Gemara, the secondary idea about how a person should be learning even on the day of their death. And the Rambam doesn't quote Adam Kiyamus Be'oel. He quotes a different pasuk. So that was one of our questions. But we saw that the Meshech Chachma gave a svara, and he said that the Havamina was that a person might think that they're putter from learning Torah because learning Torah, it removes the Yetzer Hara. It attacks the Yetzer Hara, but at a person's death, so the Yetzer Hara is really diminished, so perhaps you don't have to learn. Kamash Malan, learning in itself is a perfection. But that just led us to a further questioning of the Rambam, which is why doesn't the Rambam say that a person's chayav to learn even to the day of their death because of the fact that it's necessary for our perfection, because either it has no shear, it's necessary for our perfection. Why does he say Pen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha? Why is that the reason why a person needs to learn till the day of their death? And then another point we made in the Rambam and we saw, which tied in, is that the Rambam talks about how a person has to acquire knowledge and learning Torah through being mamis yourself. And he says if you read at the end of the Rambam in Halacha in Hilchos Tamei Torah Parak Gimel, he says that if a person reads in a whisper, they're going to forget Torah. They're going to be shochech. And he seems to highlight this idea of shechicha again. But the question that I had was, what if you have a really good memory? Or what if you have figure out a way to learn with using mnemonics or using a flashcard system? So why do you have to be mamus yourself over it? And why is that the way to to uphold Torah and the fear of forgetting? Why is it attached to this halacha? Why don't you just say that a person should figure out on their own a way to remember? Why do you have to be memus? Why is there all this pain that's involved in learning in order to avoid forgetting Torah? So the answer that I wanted to give is that there's two concepts in forgetting. One concept in forgetting is simply that you don't know what to do, and a person needs to know how to learn. They need to know what information is necessary in order to make decisions and to know what the halacha is, and that's practical. But the Rambam, he's referring to a different level of forgetting, because he's showing us that really you can forget as a reflection of a lack of attachment or relationship to the system. And that's why the Rambam is so strenuous about the way you learn and the way you acquire knowledge, because the way you acquire it is a way not so that you won't forget from a practical perspective. And that, if that were the case, then you could just make flashcards. The Rambam is talking about forgetting in the framework of Pen Yasir Milvavcha, the idea that of Torah being detached from you, no longer being a part of you, being part of your existence, part of your essence. So that's what the Rambam means, again, when he refers in Halacha Yud, when he says that the reason why a person learns Torah or the shiur of Torah is till your deathbed, he's talking, and because we're afraid you're going to forget, he's talking about the idea of forgetting in the framework of it being a reflection of a lack of attachment relationship to Torah, not on a practical level, because at that point you don't have to remember what to do necessarily if you're on your deathbed. It's the idea of forgetting as a byproduct of a lacking a certain relationship or attachment. So that's the Rambam's idea of shechicha, and he brings down these two concepts, and that explains all the questions, why the Rambam says you have to be memus yourself instead of just figuring out on your own how to remember things. And why isn't memory a good memory enough? Because even if you have a good memory, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a relationship to those ideas. It just means that your memory is great. But the Torah, and according to the Rambam, demands that you create a certain attachment, a certain type of relationship, and that's what we have to strive for, and that's the Pen Yasir Milvavcha. We have to be on guard lest our relationship be broken down from Torah. And the second idea was Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says that the problem with forgetting Torah is so terrible that you're Mischaya Benafsho. And he quotes the Pasuk that the Rambam quoted. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the reason why it's so bad is because you might give Hora in the name of your Rebbe, and you might say that something that's Aser is really Mutter and vice versa. So I wanted to just further that idea in Rabbeinu Yonah. And the concept I think he's highlighting is that the Pasuk quoted is a Pasuk referring to Sinai, that we have to teach our children about Sinai and we have to safeguard Sinai. And anytime you give Hora, it's really, especially in the name of your Rebbe, it's really a sign of the Mesorah, a sign of the trustworthiness of the Mesorah, that the Torah was passed down from generation to generation, ish mipi ish. And when you make a mistake, you're really damaging the trustworthy level and nature of Sinai. So that's why you're Mischaya Benafsho. That's why it's so bad when you give Hora. It's not just Hora in the name of your Rebbe and you make a mistake. It's not just, oh, I made a mistake, but it's really damaging to the trustworthiness of the Mesorah, which emerged at Sinai, which is essential to Torah, which is really essential to Yahadus. So that's the idea of forgetting according to Rabbeinu Yonah. So I hope everybody has a good Shavuos and try to engage in Torah the way the Rambam discusses. And any questions for the end of the shiur?